Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
I'm grand, and you're quite the traveling fella.
Well, I think for the most part, getting the opportunity to place Texas A&M University Commerce's flag in different states or different parts of the world, it's a strong plus for the university.
Well, it is, and you're to be congratulated for it, but you just got back from India?
Yes, I was over in Hyderabad, India. I was over there for about 10 days. I took seven students with me, was invited by MNR Medical College to talk about the research that I do with synthetic drugs. And before the medical college shared with them the ill effects associated with the drug. And it was an eye-opening experience for them because right now they're still dealing with what we call regular marijuana, THC, but synthetic drugs, they don't have that issue yet, so they wanted to learn more about it.
And they want you to come back.
Was very pleased, John Mark, the president of the University of Gandhi, which is the largest university in India, who happened to be in attendance while I was speaking to the audience there, and he came up afterwards, introduced himself, and said, by the way, I really would like for you to come and share with the University of Gandhi this research that you're doing. So looking forward next year, next August, going back.
Now, synthetic drugs, we have talked about this a couple of times before. This, when we talked about it a year or so ago, it was mainly something called K2.
Yes, that's correct.
And you say now that it's like a computer program. It goes 3.0, 4.0, mm-hmm. And so it's now it's up to K7,
yeah,
K9.
K5, K7, K9. Because as you know, John Mark, because it's manufactured in the lab and because it's synthetic, all they do is change the molecules of it. And now the potency of the drug itself gets stronger and stronger. As you know, with drug and alcohol use, the first phase is always going to be experimenting. So therefore, they experiment with whatever's new that's out there.
But you said there has been a federal law making
yes.
it illegal.
Yeah, under the Federal Controlled Substance Act, federal legislation has stepped in that basically says all of these drugs are completely illegal to purchase, to consume, and or distribute. However, that does not mean that individuals don't go to the internet or other sources to get the drugs.
But the first time we talked about it, it wasn't illegal, and you could walk into a convenience store. It was not uncommon to see this stuff on sale right there at the checkout counter.
That is correct. You could easily buy about 3 grams of synthetic marijuana K2 for about $25, $30. But now, because it's illegal to get it at 3 or 4 grams, now it's going to cost you $50 or $60 to purchase this stuff. The thing that I want the listening audience to understand is that there is no safe marijuana, period. Whether it's synthetic or whether it's organically grown, it has potentially deadly consequences associated with it.
We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. So the federal law now against it has, I presume, changed the demand for it, but you say people are still out there looking for it online and they find it. Some of the stories about the synthetic marijuana, just horrifying the effects, because you think synthetic marijuana, the effect is somewhat like natural marijuana. I know you don't like that either, but most of us think that, well, that's a relatively mild thing. But the results of people who have a bad trip or whatever they call it on synthetic marijuana,
sure.
Very, very
yeah,
severe.
It's important to understand that when you look at the synthetic form of marijuana, there are some similarities that it has actually with THC that's found in regular marijuana. However, we do know that you have increased heart rate, you have your heart palpitations, you have, for the most part, high blood pressure, nausea. And these are the things, John Mark, that we only found over the last 5 to 7 years. From a longitudinal standpoint, we don't know how this drug is actually going to impact individuals. That's why I try to educate the public on staying away from K2, K5, K7. And I don't care that they call it synthetic. It is still a very dangerous drug.
At one point, they were promoting that not as a drug, but as some sort of incense or something.
They were calling it an herbal incense. And basically what they were saying is that on the back of the package in microscopic letters in size, maybe 1 centimeter, the font, it basically says not designed for human consumption. Well, that was just nothing but a marketing
right.
ploy. When you look at the names of this stuff, they would call it K-Sex. They would call it K-Mountain, K-Purple, K-Green, K-Vanilla. They were basically using the marketing to attract people to the drug.
When are you going back to India?
I'm going to go back to India in in August of 2017. The most important thing is that we get a chance to take our students here at Texas A&M University Commerce. They get an opportunity to share the knowledge that they have as well. It's good for the university.
Well, Lavelle, you still insist on the hot chocolate, though, right?
I got to have that hot chocolate. I use it year-round. It's great for me.
Well, to each his own, as I always say. So, Lavelle, thanks for sitting down with us again.
Always. Thank you.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.